Well, good morning. It is January 18th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through Genesis chapter 19, Matthew chapter 18, Nehemiah chapter 8, and Acts chapter 18. So let's get into the word today. Genesis chapter 19 today as we begin. Genesis 19. Now, the two angels came to Sodom in the evening as Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And when Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. And he said, "Behold, my lords, please turn aside into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet, that you may arise early and go on your way." They said, however, "No, but we shall spend the night in the square." And yet he urged them strongly, so they turned aside to him and entered into his house. And he prepared a feast for them and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. And before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old, all the people from every quarter. And they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may have relations with them." But Lot went out to them at the doorway and shut the door behind and said, "Please, my brothers, do not act wickedly. Now, behold, I have two daughters who have not had relations with the man. Please, let me bring them out to you and do to them whatever you like. Only do nothing to these men, inasmuch as they come under the shelter of my roof." But they said, "Stand aside." And furthermore, they said, This one came in as an alien, and already he is acting like a judge. Now we will treat you worse than them." And so they pressed hard against Lot and came near to break the door. But the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they shut the men who were at the doorway of the house, and they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, and so that they wearied themselves trying to find the doorway. And then the two men said to Lot, "Whom else have you here? A son-in-law and your sons and your daughters and whomever you have in the city, bring them out of this place. For we are about to destroy this place because their outcry has become so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it." And Lot went out and spoke to his son-in-laws who were to marry his daughters and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city." But he appeared to his son-in-laws to be just jesting. When morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in punishment of the city." But he hesitated, and so the men seized his hand, and the hand of his wife, and the hand of his two daughters, for the compassion of the Lord was upon him. And they brought him out and put him outside the city. And when they had brought them outside, one said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, and do not stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains, or you will be swept away." But Lot said to them, "Oh no, my lords, now behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown me by saving my life, but I cannot escape to the mountains, for the disaster will overtake me, and I will die. Now behold, this town is near enough to flee to, and it is small. Please, let me escape there. Is it not too small, that my life may be saved?" And he said to them, "Behold, I grant you this request also, not to overthrow the town to which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there." And therefore the name of the town was called Zoar. And the sun had risen over the earth when Lot came to Zoar. And then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and overthrew those cities and all the valley and the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. But his wife from behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Now Abraham arose early in the morning and went to the place where he had stood before the Lord and looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the valley. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land ascended like the smoke of a furnace. And thus it came about when God destroyed the cities of the valley that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. And he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived. Lot went up from Zoar and stayed in the mountains, and his two daughters with him. For he was afraid to stay at Zoar, and he stayed in a cave, he and his two daughters. Then the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is not a man on the earth to come in to us after the manner of the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and let us lie with him, that we may preserve our family through our father." And so they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father. and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. And on the following day, the firstborn said to the younger, Behold, I lay last night with my father. Let us make him drink wine tonight also, that you go in and lie with him, that we may preserve our family through our father. And so they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. And thus both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. And the firstborn bore a son, and called his name Moab. And he is the father of the Moabites to this day. As for the younger, she also bore a son, and called his name Ben-Hanan. And he is the father of the sons of Ammon to this day. That was the crazy stories of Genesis chapter 19. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18 this morning. Matthew 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called a child to himself and set him before them and said, Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone, hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks, for it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to that man through whom the stumbling blocks come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be cast into fiery hell. And see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If any man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 in the mountain and go and search for the one that is straying? If it turns out that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than the 99 which have not gone astray. And so it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones perish. And if your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not listen to you, take one or two more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every fact may be confirmed. And if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. And again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with the slaves. And when he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, his lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children, and all that he had in repayment to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything. And the lord of the slave felt compassion, and released him, and forgave his debts. But the slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and he seized him and began to choke him, saying, Pay back what you owe. And so his fellow slaves fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will repay you. But he was unwilling, and went and threw him in the prison until he should pay back what he owed. And so when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved, and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. And then summoning him, his lord said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you? And his lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed to him. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. That was Matthew chapter 18 Let's move on over to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8 today for our next reading. Nehemiah chapter 8. And all the people gathered as one man at the square, which was in front of the water gate, and they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Then Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could listen with understanding on the day on the seventh month. And he read it, and he read from it before the square, which was in the front of the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of men and women, those who could understand, and all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood at a wooden podium, which they had made for that purpose. And beside them stood Mattithiah, Shema, Anina, Uriah, Hilkiah, Maaseiah on his right hand, and Pedadiah, Misael, Malkathijah, Mashum, Hashbanina, Zechariah, and Meshulam on his left hand. Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. And they bowed low and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And also Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akbud, Shabbatai, Hodadiah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Pelilah, the Levites, explained the law to the people while the people remained in their place. And they read the book from the law of God, translating to give the sense so that they understood what they were reading. Then Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, and the scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For the people were weeping when they heard the words of the law. And then they said to them, Go, eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so the Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went away to eat, to drink, to send portions, and to celebrate a great festival, because they understood the words which had been made known to them. Then on the second day of the head of the father's households of all the people, the priests and the Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe, that they might gain insight into the words of the law. And they found written in the law how the Lord had commanded through Moses that the sons of Israel should live in booths during the feast of the seventh month. And so they proclaimed and circulated a proclamation in all the cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go out to the hills and bring olive branches and wild olive branches, myrtle branches, palm branches, and branches of other leafy trees to make booths, as it is written. And so the people went out and brought them and made booths for themselves, each of his roof, and in their court, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the square of the water gate, and in the square of the gate of Ephraim. And the entire assembly of those who had returned from the captivity made booths to live in them. And the sons of Israel had indeed not done so from the days of Joshua the son of Nun to that day. And there was great rejoicing. And he read from the book of the law of God daily, from the first day to the last day. And they celebrated the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day, there was a solemn assembly according to the ordinance. That was Nehemiah chapter 8. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18 this morning. Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18. After these things, he left Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, having recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he came to them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them, and they were working, for by trade they were tent makers. And he was reasoning in the synagogues every Sabbath and trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. But when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began devoting himself completely to the word, solemnly testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. But when they resisted and blasphemed, he took out his garments and said to them, Your blood be on your own heads. I am clean. From now on I will go to the Gentiles. And then he left there and went to the house of the name of a man named Titius Justus, a worshipper of God, whose house was next to the synagogue. Crispus, The leader of the synagogue believed in the Lord with all of his household, and many of the Corinthians, when they had heard, were believing and being baptized. And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in this city." And he settled there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. But while Galileo was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews with one accord rose up against Paul and brought him before the judgment seat, saying, "This man persuades men to worship God contrary to the laws." But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Galileo said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrong or of vicious crime, O Jews, it would be reasonable for me to put up with you. But if there are questions about words and names and your own laws, look after it yourself. I am unwilling to be judge of these matters." And he drove them away from the judgment seat. And they all took hold of Sosthenes, the leader of the synagogue, and began beating him in front of the judgment seat. But Galileo was not concerned about any of these things. And Paul, having remained many days longer, took leave of the brethren and put out to sea for Syria. And with him were Priscilla and Aquila. And in Cenchrea he had his hair cut, for he was keeping a vow. And they came to Ephesus, and he left from there. Now he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. And when they asked him to stay for a longer time, he did not consent, but taking leave of them and saying, "I will return to you again if God wills." And he set sail for Ephesus. And when he had landed in Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church and went down to Antioch. And having spent time there, he left and passed successively through the Galatian region and Phrygia, and strengthening all the disciples. Now a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the Scriptures. And this man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus, being acquainted only with the baptism of John the Baptist. And he began to speak out boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wanted to go across to Achaia, the brethren encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. And when he had arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, demonstrating by the Scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 18th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. That goes for everybody who's watching this later. Just stick with it. If you miss a day or two, that's okay. But make sure that you come back and you watch it and leave a comment reaction, because it comes up on my thing and I make sure to mark that off. But thanks again, everybody. I trust that this has been a blessing to you. We're going on 3 weeks of reading the Word of God together in 2023, which is a really, really cool accomplishment. And so stick with it. Again, I say it all the time, but this is about developing that habit of being in the Word of God each and every single day, just that it's like eating. I just have to do it. And I do it at a certain time because I need to be in this Word. And so stick with it. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for this day that you've given to us. Day that we can use for your glory today, Lord. I pray, God, that we would be like those that we read in the book of Acts, that we'd be like Paul and Timothy and Silas and Apollos, God. I thank you for examples like Apollos who just humbly were willing to be taught and learn, and God, that they had that teachable spirit, God, so that he can more accurately handle the word of God. And Lord, I pray that for all of us, Lord. May we all act humbly, Lord, when it comes to the Bible and theology and knowing about you, God. May we be willing to learn and grow. And Lord, may you utilize that humility and that teachable spirit, God, to be able to just bring us into closer relationship with you. I pray that for me. I pray that for my brothers and sisters. And Lord, I just pray that you just help us, Lord, today as we just continue to strive to honor you. We love you and praise you. Lord, I do pray for our activities tonight, God, Teen Club, Olympians, Ladies Club, our Ladies Bible Study and Discipleship Class. Lord, I pray, God, that your hand of blessing would be upon all of that. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Yeah, just as a reminder, all of our activities are tonight, 6:30, regular time. Teen Club, Olympians, Ladies Bible Study. We're going to continue in our financial class tonight, Lord willing, and we'll go from there. So you're invited out to that. See you then. Bye now.